All right, I want to head out to the county court now. Kiara Parker from the 3OW newsroom is there. There's a case unfolding. And I dare say, Kiara, this one's going to have a fair bit of community interest.
Yeah, Eric Victorson has just been jailed for 13 years over a fatal hit-run collision that killed the newlyweds Matt Goland and his wife, Vita, in April this year at Wantirna. His father, Matt Goland's father, looked at his son's killer in the eye as he was sentenced to at least 8 years behind bars for this double fatal accident. And the court heard he was disqualified from driving at the time of this collision. He sped through a red light at 114 kilometres an hour in an 80 zone, and that red light had been red for over a minute when he sped through and crashed into the newlyweds' car. Also, the judge said the Victorson had 96 prior offences before this double fatal this year. And just in November, 5 months before the collision, he'd just come out of youth detention.
Jeez. So what's the reaction expected to be for the 8 years? I mean, given everything that you've told us there, or everything that was told to the court?
Well, we spoke to Mr. Goland's brother this morning, and he wanted Victorson to receive the same punishment as a murderer. And we're just waiting for the family outside court now, who are due to speak, to get their reaction. But they obviously will be disappointed. They were hoping for a lot longer sentence. And Victorson didn't show much emotion as he was jailed today.
Yeah, that's, I tell you, it never ceases to amaze us, does it, the judicial system and just the actual sentencing that goes on. And to think, Kiara, did you just tell us again, the light had turned red and a minute after that he went through it?
Yeah, so that red light had been red for more than a minute and he was travelling at 114 kilometres an hour with a young teenager in the passenger seat when he ran that red light and into the newlywed couple.
All right, and just tell us the term again, a minimum of 8.
Yes, he must spend at least 8 years behind bars, a total sentence of 13 years in prison.
Okay, Kiara Parker outside the county court there and just waiting for the family to come out, and we'll have Kiara's report in the news at 11 o'clock.